Tiffany felt the pointy hats turning, some towards her, some towards Granny Weatherwax. Granny brushed someone's hand from her shoulder sharply, without breaking eye contact with Tiffany. "And we're not wearing hats," thought Tiffany. "You gave me a virtual hat once, and I thank you. But today I don't need it. Today I know I'm a witch."
"Oh, come now, this is the trials. Surely some lady, or young lady, perhaps?"
"Come on, Tiffany," Dimity urged. "They know you're good." Tiffany shook her head. Then Petulia got to her feet, rolling up her sleeves.
"Well, I'm going to do the pig trick."
There was a stir in the crowd.
"Oh, I see, it's going to be... Oh, you, Petulia!"
"Yes, Miss Casement, I'll perform the pig trick."
"But you don't seem to have brought a pig with you."
"No, I shall perform the pig trick
without a pig." This caused cries of "Impossible!" and
"There are children here, you know." "Oh, well, if you're sure, dear."
"Yes, I am. I shall use a sausage."
Petulia produced one from a pocket and held it up. But Tiffany didn't see the trick, nor did Granny Weatherwax. Their gaze was like an iron bar. Then she heard the squeal, the gasp of amazement, and the thunder of applause. And then other witches got up. Miss Level juggled balls that stopped and reversed direction in mid-air. A middle-aged witch demonstrated a new way to stop people choking, which doesn't sound magical until you understand that a way of turning nearly dead people into fully alive people is worth a dozen spells that go twing. Others came up with handy tips and tricks that went whee, or in one case exploded. And then there were no more. Miss Casement made one final invitation to any ladies, or indeed young ladies, who might like to come forward. There was a silence so thick you could have stuck pins in it.
"Oh, well, in that case, I declare the trials well and truly closed. Tea in the big tent."
Tiffany and Granny stood up at the same time to the second and bowed to one another. Then Granny joined the stampede towards the teas.
"You gave it away," said a sharp voice behind Tiffany. "You had it in your hand and gave it all away. Do you have a taste for humble pie?"
"Now, you listen to me, Anagramma."
Petulia pointed a furious finger. But Tiffany lowered the girl's arm and smiled. What she wanted to say was, "Where I come from, Anagramma, they have sheepdog trials. Shepherds travel from all over to show off their dogs, and there are silver crooks and belts with silver buckles and prizes of all kinds. But do you know the big prize? No, you wouldn't. There was an old lady, always at the front of the crowd, with her pipe in her mouth and the two finest sheepdogs ever pupped at her feet. Their names were Thunder and Lightning, and they moved so fast they set the air on fire. But she never, ever put them in the trials. And what every young shepherd wanted, really wanted, wasn't some silly cup, but to see her take her pipe out of her mouth as he left the arena and quietly say, 'That'll do,' because that meant he was a real shepherd, and all the other shepherds would know it too. And if you told him he had to challenge her, he'd cuss and tell you he'd sooner spit the sun dark. How could he ever win? She was shepherding. What you took away from her, you'd take away from yourself. You don't understand that, do you? But it's the soul and centre of it. The soul and centre." But it would be wasted. So what she said was, "Oh, shut up, Anagramma. Let's see if there's any buns left." And overhead, a buzzard screamed. She looked up. The bird turned on the wind and, racing through the air, began the long glide towards home.